Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I wish we're beginning now. It's Hashem. Seches Benachis. Hopefully what we did in Seches Vachim will familiarize ourselves with this to a certain extent. We have the Siyata Nishmaya to be able to get as much from it as we possibly can. We talk about a mincha, we might as well say at the outset there are different types, two basic kinds of minachas, and within that it's really within the two there are different categories. One is the minchas nedava. The other ones are the minchas chayva, where we don't have the, it's not up to our discretion, whether we want to bring it or not. And the difference is, first of all, in the minchas, the dava, there are different kinds. We can have a minchas silas, we have a minchas bachavas, we have a minchas marcheshes, and we have a minchas bafesador. There are four types of menachas that we have to deal with as far as being voluntary korbanos. There's no such thing as ever being mechuyev to bring a menachas bachavas or a marcheshes or a mafesan or the chalukim that we have and what they are. We'll have to see what they are. But these are all voluntary korbanos. And because they're voluntary korbanos, they need a kvitsa. The kayan comes, he does a kvitsa. We'll see different ways how to do a kvitsa. And why it is like that. And after the Kayan does the Kibitza, he's maktarin on the Mizbeach, and the Kayhanim eat the Shiarei HaMincha. On the other hand, there are other types of Menachas. Also, there's one, by the way, could be a Minchas Nedava also, but Kayhanim eat. Kayhanim never do the Kibitza. They just bring the whole thing as Kulo Kolio on the Mizbeach, and it's not eaten by them. So it's not eaten by the Kaihanim, but they're the ones that bring it. Also, the minchas menachas that we have to bring when it comes to karbanis, they're accompanying karbanis, and that's referred to, of course, as the minchas nesachim. Well, you bring wine with it, you bring the flour with it. That does not have any kibitza at all. There's no kibitza for that. And it's all brought on the Mizbeach, and that, of course, also the same thing is, the Kahanim do not eat that. And then we have, we have different kinds. We could have a Minchas Yachid, let's say a Minchas Knois. It could be one where it's a Saita. Or we'll have say a case, of course, of a Minchas Chayta. A person has to break that. That's not a regular Minchas Ladova. It's a Gemara about by Yachid. A person goes into the Mingdus, like we had a whole Masech Shavuos about this. Then I have a bit of carbon out of the yard. Goes into the Mingdash Matuma. They have to bring a behemoth. You can't afford it. You bring birds. You can't bring birds. You bring the regular mincha, a mincha. And over there, it's also what you do over there. You do a kibitza. And, the kahanim eat the rest of the mincha. So these are different types of what we do. Of course, when we bring a mincha, besides bringing the flour also by a minchas, the dava, we also have to bring levina. Levina, when he goes, just like there's a din of kibitza by the flour, the din is that he has to bring the levina, kibitz of levina, and he brings that on the mizbeach also. Look, we had that really in Zvachim. And we had it, but again, din of halas chutz by the levina. So we have there by the Levite, you bring that also. And then, of course, we have, of course, the Minchas Chavita, another kind of a Minchas that the Kayan brings, the morning and the afternoon. Minchas Chavita, Machsisa, Babaiker, Machsisa, Ba'erev, because the standard size or the amount that he brings for a Karban Mincha is an Asiris O'Efa. The Asiris O'Efa, a tenth of an Efa, which he brings, Kayan will bring, Kai Gadol brings the Machsisa Babaker, Machsisa Boerev, and these are some of the sundry deedim that we have by a mincha. Now we begin Maseches Menaches in the same way that we began Maseches Vacha. Maseches Vacha, we began it with the deedim of Shalom Lishma, Shechter the Nidal L'Shem Shlomim, Shechter the Chakras L'Shem Shlomim, whatever you did, what are the deedim of the various korbanos that we shecht, or for that matter do any of the other Dalet Avaydos, that we do them Shalom Lishma. And by Mincha it's the same thing. Kol HaMenachas, Shenik Mitzu, that the Kaimitz, Kvitza, by a mincha corresponds to the shechita by a zebach, by a behemoth. They reflect each other. Just like by a zebach, there are four avodas: shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Hatorah is a side thing. Remember, it's not even ma'akif. But the zrika is the fourth avoda. Can't be mafagel by Hatorah seimurim. There's nothing shlul lishma. It's kosher right away. Even if it got lost, like as we all know, the Torah is not ma'akif. By a mincha, it's the same. By a mincha, it's slightly different. Slightly. The reason is, like we'll say, the kmitza corresponds to the shechita, kiddush kli of the kibitz corresponds to the kabbalah. We have the halacha to the mizbeach. And then, what's somewhat ambiguous, is the haftarah of the kibitz. The haftarah of the kibitz functions as in two roles. It's a dual role, the haftarah of the kibitz. One is that's a zrika. Without that, like what a zrika is, by a zevach, we have the haftarah of a kibitz. And then it doubles up as haftarah seimurim. Because by a zevach, we can split the zrika with the haftarah seimurim. Here, of course, there is no haftarah seimurim. So what corresponds to the haftarah seimurim? The Haftarah in Haftarah lies two dinim. Zrika and Haftarah. Now we can see, we have to be on the lookout, of course, dinim that you might be able to be yitza, the Zrika dikadin without the Haftarah dikadin. Maybe you can be yitza, maybe you did something Haftarah in a way where it might be qualified maybe for Haftarah, not Zrika. We have to see whether or not these two dinim in the Haftarah, whether they could split. Whether they could make it, maybe you can have such a thing that's called the bifurcated haktarah. They could have one did yet, one did not. And these are the dinim that we have, and just like Dalet Avaydos that we have by, Dalet Avaydos that we have by Ezevach, we have the same thing that we have here. Now, Kal HaBenachas Shedik Mitzah, Mikvizu Shalom Lishman, Sheiris. Except the same thing that we had by Zeph, by his father. Chutz, Mimnach, Mechaz, Chaytev, Mechaz, Kedois. The only exceptions, like we have by a carbon, a chatos, that Yeshev, Shalom, Lishma, is possible. We have, of course, by a Pesach, but of course, that we don't have by a Mincha. And a Mechaz, Kedois, by a Saita, which is unique. Mechaz, Kedois is different than almost all other Menachas. The only reason why I say almost is because the Minchas HaOmer that we bring on Pesach has the same feature, and that is that it's brought from barley, not from wheat. All Menachas are brought from wheat, not from barley, except for the Minchas Saita and the Minchas HaOmer, or the Yontif of Pesach. Minchas Kaiteyu, Minchas Kedais. Sheshavtav shalom lishmad, shekatsa shalom lishmad, nasad bikor, nasad bikli, v'halach v'hikter or, and then he went and was mailach, he took it to the mizbeach, v'hikter, or he was back to it, shalom lishmad, or even, shalom lishmad, even lishmad v'shalom lishmad, or shalom lishmad v'lishmad, he had a double makshav. Psulis, there are puzzles. See, boy, let me read it first, and then we could talk. Then we shalal ishvad chait, And then we have, again, Shalom Lishma, Ashay Minchas Chaytei, Ashay Minchas Vadava, both. Or Shalom Lishma and Lishma, the opposite way. You started out with Shalom Lishma, and then you did it Lishma. L'shem Minchas Nedava, L'shem Minchas Chaytei. In that kind of a case, the din is, it could be also puzzle. Like we have again, Ketzad again and there, Lishman, Shalom Lishman, or Lishman, and, or Shalom Lishman, but Lishman the opposite. In these cases, the din will be the same by a Chaytei, he did it so it could be puzzle. Now, what did we have over here in the Mishnah? Well, first of all, let me read the Rashi first. We have a difficult Rashi right away over here. So what is the din, the same din that we have by a Zepach? It's kosher, except for a Chatos. Except for a Chatos, it's always kosher, and it's not Ayla L'Shem Chayva. All right, so what we learn in our Mishnah, all the Menachas get, so what kind of case are we talking about that is kosher V'yedu Ayla L'Shem Chayva? The Mishnah is speaking about a mincha that he was mekabel to bring. You're a mechuyev to go and bring. Let's say he says, I'm hereby mechayev myself to bring a minchas machabas. I'm hereby mechayev myself to bring a minchas marcheshes or a silas or a mafesador. He's not oila l'shem chayva. What will happen? It's not oila this way if he did it shalom lishma. He has to bring another minchas. Rashi comes and tells us, right away, as soon as we start the Masechta, Rashi tells us, very enigmatic thing, Kol ha-menacha she'nik mitzu shalom lishman, k'goy, she'nis nadev minchas marcheshes, and gives his own example, he made an adava of a minchas marcheshes, the Hevian, he brought it, the Kamsa Akayan, the Amar, and he said, Hareini Kaimitz L'Shem Machavas. It's kosher, the Kamsa Nikta, you bring it on the Mizbeth, you back to it. She ran the Cholim, and the Shirayim are Nechabai the Kaihan. Now, what does it mean, Nadava? What do you mean, Nadava? The Mishnah can't be talking about Nadava. What do you mean? We're coming to explain that it's kosher, v'yeino, ayla, l'shem, chayva. There's no chayva by nadava. What does he mean? That's kosher, v'yeino, ayla, l'shem, it's kosher. What do we say, Nachum? It's kosher, v'yeino, ayla, l'shem, chayva. Is there any difference whatsoever if a person, let's say, am hereby giving a minchas nadava of silas? I'm hereby giving a minchas nadava of a machmas or a macheshes, or machesaner. Now that I did it shalom lishma, now what happens? Anything different than if I did it to a shalom lishma? It's a kosher mincha, the kahana made it, the zahu. What would have happened if I did it lishma? That, let's say now that I did it shalom lishma, what happens differently? Not a single solitary thing. What are you going to do? Bring another one? I gave it a dove. It wasn't a couple of banana to bring it. And what happens if I bring an eyelash medava? Got lost. My father, let's say it got lost. Let's say the mincha got lost. Like an eyelash got lost. I gave it. Beach blue if I said, hooray, a lie, eyelash. Hooray, a lie, machbas. And it got lost. Oh, you got to bring another one, a replacement. I never was a couple to bring it. So what difference does it make whether I did it lishma or shalom lishma by an adava? The next Rashi comes and he says a new thing. He says, "Lashalayola lebailam l'shem chayva lo yotzei in a neder v'tzarech lahadia hacharis l'shem marcheshes." You have to make the right neder. All right, so that we hear. What's he mean before when you talk about kigoy? He's giving an example to make it clearer. What? So this combobulates the whole thing over here. Look, you go, Shani Snadev. What if you bring in a Snadev? It doesn't fit the whole Mishnah. What difference does it make? What consequences are there? This is, now remember, that even the bottom line did that it doesn't make any difference. They are over here, L'chaira. Now we, of course, we did, when we learned Zvacha, we learned Chilukim. And we brought rice from the Shita Mekubetzes, and we hold, there are rise, maybe in a dove, at least in Havaminas. Maybe the din is, that it might be different. We have a pasuk. What is the din l'maisef that the Dava gets lost? Whether we're talking about a mincha, whether we're talking about a zevach, finished to what? So it got lost, finished, you'll be better luck next time. But this is, there are no consequences of it. It could be one consequence, but it doesn't matter, but it's not a consequence of what we have here in the Mishnah. For example, we say when it says in the Dava, it became in the Dava, is it really in the Dava with Ritzui? Or it's in a Dava just means it's a carbon without any benefits. You bring it, it's not a puzzle of carbon. Do I get Ritzui from it? Perhaps not. I don't even get the Ritzui of an Dava. It's Ivlam Nadava Yehei, like the Gemara Muldar Shin says, you bring it. Do I have the Ritzui of an Dava? We had a Raya from our Rabbeinu Peretz that you do not have that Nadava. You don't have, alright, but the Mishnah is talking about the Din. I'm talking about the din that is kosher yehi level l'shem chayva. It's not that. And of course, the same din that we have by regular zevach, we have the dad here also. Is it his nedava? Is it his mincha? Is he the bialim over the mincha? Or he's not the bialim over the mincha? We say rayas, of course, that even though it's kosher and it's not only l'shem chayva, he does have a din bialim over the carbon. The raya is from the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara said, if a person shef the carbon nazir lipsoif, after the yamei nazir are up, and he has to bring it, the yayim taglachoso, if he brought the shlamin, the Gemara nazir says, on that memvav, and he brought it shalom lishma, this case, Reb Shimon holds that he can be megaleach, the nazir is up. Even though it's not on l'shem chayva. As long as he brought it, and it's his carbon that was brought, even if you'll tell me that it's kosher, he's yaitza is din taglachas. We have a raya from there. Afterwards, I think it's afterwards, found a bit that the Biskurab brings a raya from there, that Amadami, Mashalishma, is called the Bala carbon. And that creates a very big problem with the Ramban and the Mechemis. We asked the kosher from the Ramban and Lulav HaGozel. In the beginning of Zvachim, when we spoke about it, the Ramban, the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, tells us that he's not a bialim on it. We asked the Rabban from how he learns the Gemara Nazir. Also by Mitzayra, it says that he can have matan behoinis. Let's say they did the matan behoinis by the Yosham, the way Rashi learns in Yuma. On Sabachal, if the Rashi says that he can be yotzei matan behoinis of the Yosham, but Makamer was brought shelo lishma. How could that be true? It could only be because it's his Yosham. And so these are two rayas l'chayef from Moshem. It's only around the way Rashi learns, all right? Maybe the Rabbah could learn that differently. We wouldn't ask a question of the Rabbah. But from Rashi, at least we see that over there, that the din, the bailim over the carbon, when it's Moshem l'olishma, is the original bailim. And that therefore, so we have, let's say, therefore we have this din. But the din applies only by l'olishma, the Taras HaKodesh, that we have is Oymen or the Rashi that we have there, Sheis Nadev. What is this Kavod over here in Sheis Nadev? Mama should not sequitur l'chayra by Nadova. By Nadova, it's l'pashtis, it's a not sequitur. He brought in a Nadova of a mincha, and he brought Shalom Lishma. The answer to that is, so what? What difference does it make? It's kosher? Yeah. A regular Nadova? It's kosher. Should you have to replace it? No. Here also no. Is there any difference whatsoever between a nedava that you brought shalom lishma, or if you brought it lishma? No. Taisus comes over here, by the way. Wait. Let me say. Taisus comes, by the way, over here. We see a one called the Gezach over here. Taisus comes over here, and he brings that. Remember, like we just got finished saying the Mishnah. This din of the Mishnah applies by all Dalet Avaitis. Kvitsa, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Aktarut. Now, there are other things by a mincha that require a koyin. For example, and not like we have by a zevah, there's such a thing that's called bringing hagosha of the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Hagosha. That's the din of hagosha. That is another din. Tenufa. You wave it with the bialim. See the Rashi over here, the Tosfos. Then he says, Avaida Kamaisa, it says the first Avaida. First Avaida, that, why does the Mishnah begin with the word Kamitsa? With the word Kalabanaka Shendik Mitsu. Avayne touched the first Avayne, who had the Nesina Mekleim, Hailacha Maktara, Kedikhtani Sefer. Like we say in the Sefer, Dalar Avaynes, Yesh Mekaymets, Dalar Avaynes, like we have by the Dam. Says like we have kind of the Isaac Dalar Avaynes, Paslo Machshav. By these Dalar Avaynes, the Machshava Pasuk, Shalom Lishman. Or, the Machshava Spiegel. Let's say we thought Machshava Spiegel. By any of these Dalar Avaynes. Well, Machshava Spiegel, the Chutzlis Vadam, Chutzlis Kaimai, of course. Now Tyson says to add, Ava Bitanufa, the Hagashin. Ain Machshava Paiselis, the Machshava does not pass a lap on Gav, even though it needs Kahuna. Even though, and how do you know it needs Kahuna? The Pusik, Zertakotsev, they state them before us in scripture, that Avadi, you need it, Pashas Tzav, you need Kahanim to do it, Avagab, the Bay Kahuna. The upshot is, if it needs Kahuna, why is it that it's not able to do it with Machshava? Tais Leia say, Tais says it's an Avaida. You need Kahanim. So maybe you'll say that, maybe it's only because it's done before. This is done before. It could be done, but don't do it after the Akhtara. Do it before. Maybe do it before so it's different. Absher. But Tysus says that it's not like Tysus. We have a different way. Tysus says in Zvachim, Tysus and Zvachim, we have different ways. Tysus and Zvachim tells us, where is the template for the datum of Pigal from a Shlomen? That's why the Gemara says, let's say you did by a chatas tfilas etzba. You can be mefagel when you dip your finger into the dam. Or the Gemara says, likut levina, we'll have later on. Why? But you can be mefagel by that too. That question is, so the Gemara says, why? One thing it does not say. It does not say because it's ba'akiv alone. It says, why can you be mefagel? Because it goes into the malacha of halacha. The Rambam says a different way. Likut levina heals part of the kaimitz. In the case there, when you're doing the tefillas etzba, he doesn't say like the Gemara says halacha. He says that it's like it's part of the hazah process. But they have to come to hang it on something. Why? Because you can't have a maisa a pigle by an avaida. That it does not happen by a shloman. Tefillas etzba attributed to the shloman to the halacha. Likud levina attributed to the shloman by the hazah by the zrika. But you have to have the template. This cannot be attributed to anything. Over here, you can't impute the malacha or the avaida. The avaida of hagasha at tenufa to any of the dalet avaidas by a shloman, and you need dafke dalet avaidas. They are the same because it's the muck of that, so that's called the same. No, that's called the same. Yeah. That's still called the same. Queen said Shrita is called the same. Taisvis comes over here after you give a lot of days and Zvachim. Where Taisvis says the following: Zeaklau, call Hakaimitz Benaisen Bekli, Bahagasha Ein Pegel. The Kmitza Keneged Shchita, Babishmet Shmolaren is coming to say, the Eimla Pigol Kaidim Shchita, before Shchita there cannot be. And therefore it can't. Kolakat Mikagoshen is no, because Kmitza is Keneged the Shchita. The Eimla Pigol Kaidim Shchita, you can't have that. Mashmosa is that what Taitaisa says, there's a Din Dafke, it has to work only because there's Dalar Avaitis. If you don't have Dalar Avaitis, it can't work. On the other hand, we have a very shvera Taisvus. And Megillah, Dachav. Because Taisvus says, it shows what he means, that's maybe a little beyond what we're dealing with here. Well, he says over there, on Dachav, that if you do Hagasha, or Tanufa, it doesn't need a Kayin. Everybody is, from Kevenger, Ismavish, Tzaveach, Yichruchya. In the Gilead Ashas, and in the, more even, in the Mishnayas. Everybody is. The Pusik says, what do you mean the Pusik of Kayin? No Havamin in the world that Hagasha which is Vehikriv. But Hagasha at Tanufa does not need a Kayan. Yisrael could do it. What does places mean? It's like a mitzvah liyashiv. There is a Taras HaKadosh. And he says, if anything, you need a Kayan. About it, so you need a Kayan. But you don't need a Kayan like you need for an Afaita. Let's say it's like Maris Nagaya. Sometimes you need a Kayan, even if it's not an Afaita. For example, by Hagasha and by Tanufa, you need a Kayan. Does he have to be wearing Big Day Kahuna? Does he need Kiddush Adayim or Aglaya? And already it's a whole different thing. There's an alternative way of how to learn what Taisus there means. If you learn like that, then Abadi, you can't be Mefagel. If you learn like that, then Abadi, you can't possibly Shalom Lishma. Because even though there's a din of mitzvahs kahuna, like there is by Baris Nagoyim, but it's not an Avaida of Kayim. That's another, that's a possibility. Now, there's one thing in shot that I wanted just to say over here. I don't want to take up that much time with this. But one thing, there's a glaring omission in the Mishnah, remember. The Mishnah tells us, do you do the Kmitza? And what else do you do? Do you mean Mikabel? And your Maktir, Shalom Lishman. Now, if you're Maktir at Shalom Lishman, what did you do with the Levida? We're talking over here with the Michas Ladaba. Even, right? We're talking Michas Ladaba. To every whole Benachas. Whole Benachas. We're talking about a Machmas. We're talking about a Machmas, Machmas, a Machmas, a Machesader. You don't only do, you might say, what do? You do Levida. So the Pashas, you might say, the ways to learn. What the Peshutta Shomikra here? And the rest says, Avadid. And because Lachar, what should be told you? Mefagla Machatzi Matir. Let's say you're a Mefagil by the Kaimitz, you are not Mefagil by the Akhtara of the Levida. By Akhtara, everybody holds, there's Mefagla Machatzi, there's Rameir holds Mefagla Machatzi Matir. The Rabban holds, he can't be Mefagla Machatzi Matir. Like we have a bunch of times. Now, what happens by the Kaimitz? Kaimitz, we spoke different things. According by the Kaimitz, Rashi holds, you don't have to. When you're doing the back act of Kibitza, it's not Mefagla Machatzi Matir, it's a whole Matir. Akhtar is a joint effort between the Kaimitz and the Levita to be Matir, the Shirayim. That, yeah. The Rambam holds that the din of Mefagla, it's totally Mefagla Machatzi Matir, even by the Kaimitz. And the Mishnah totally leaves it out, totally ignores that. So we could hear in the Beher Pashtas, we could be Matrit, that when the Mishnah says, Kol HaBadar Shenik Mitzu Shalom Lishman, and of course it implies, you did it in a way where there's no Mefagla Machatzi Matir, it means you had to do it by Levida also. You had to do it by the Levida also, the same thing. You did it not only over here, you did it by the Maisek Mitzu, you of course had to do it by the Levida. If you didn't do it by the Levida, it'd be Mefagla Machatzi Matir. Comes Rameir Simcha, and Rameir Simcha comes and he says this earth-shattering Kiddush, it's not like the Chazaynish, not like Mamish, the traditional way to assume. And that is that the din of Mefagla, Mechatzi Matir, only applies by Pegel, it does not apply by Shalom Lishma. Whatever you did Shalom Lishma, even if it's a Chatzi Matir, you only did it to the Kaimitz, you didn't do it to the Levina. It won't pass all anyway, even like the Rabbanan that argue with Rameir, and they hold normally a Mefagla Machatzi Matir. That is a monumental. We'll see how it fits in with the Gemara later. And now, of course, it means the love this, why it has to be like that. As long as you're an Isaac in the Avaida, you do it Shalom Lishma, it'll create the Psul. You don't need the din of a Matir. Like you did by you don't need to then have a real matter like you have by a zevach, and then except by Parma Pesach because it's a I need now the achila, and therefore you need the gedarim of a matter also. But this is already a this we have to see. We have to bear that in mind in how we look at Levina and all these things that we have also. Now let's see how the Gemara and the basics. Lovely, let me see Ella. We say what? Ella, Shalom Bailam Shem Chai, what's the Kavada of Ella? Lisi, Velo Ella, Labailam Shem Chai, Kamash Velad, Labailam Huda Layalo, Lashem Chai. It's only when the Bible is not on Lashem Chai, Mincha Gufa Ksheira, that's the only consequence. But the Mincha Gufa is Kasha. The Aser, what? Ella, the Aser Lishluye, it's Kasha, the Aser Lishluye. And you cannot go weiter in the mincha to do it shlali shma after that. Good, very good. Let me first say, very legitimate questions. Very good. Shmuel Aaron was what he's asking. Why should it be like that? I think Moshe Nissen probably went even I didn't hear him. What? Kinnarava the what? You're asking the same thing. Kinnarava the Amar Rava. Ailosh Shachtu shlali shma. Aser Lizrak Dama Shalolishma. It's Aser to be Zirik the Dam Shalolishma. Even though it already had the din of Shalolishma. Now you might say, but how do you know that? Or why should it be like that? First of all, you might say, but Svarab, you might say, but Krab. What is the Svar? You might say, but Svarab, Bishum de Bishaniba. Just because, look, two wrongs don't make a right, you know. Just because you're a Mishana once tells you you're able to go be a Mishana again. So go do whatever you want afterwards. That's right. You did the chet one time. You have to go do the chet a second time. Very difficult thing, what it means. Let's say you made it into a Baal Mum. I can might as well go make a different Mum. Can't do that. There's a paslus, whatever the paslus is, in the carbon, it doesn't mean, so therefore you made your apostle already, might as well make it more apostle. You made it into a Balmum like the Taras HaKadosh gives the example to this. You have a Taras HaKadosh gives an example. You made it into a Balmum, what's with another Balmum? Another Mum. What's that afkamina? Can't do that. I mean, wait, can you do? What did you do? I mean, what did you do with your Mysif? I mean, you have a pussy, you got a but you can't do that. But Avol Pikein, what is he? I mean, what's its puzzle? So what did you accomplish with the psul afterwards? It's no good. It's no good anyway. So what'd you do? Flogging a dead horse? The Ibai Seim, so it shows what this is. The Ibai Seim, a craw, or a pussy. Vaitzis Vaseh, Tishma Viasisa, Kashena Darto, Lashema Lokecha, Nadava. The Dava, what are you calling it in a Dava? Nederu. We call it, he made an editor to bring the carbon. And he's not Yaitza, the original Chiyu. The Rashi, the first Rashi notwithstanding. But we're talking about an editor. Koylai Neder, Koylai Nedava. Ya Lakim Kimashad Adarta Asisa. If you did it like you volunteered to do it, you did it because you complied with the halachas that the carbon itself was mechayvi to do, fine. Kvashi yehei neder, then you're yaitse your neder, ain't a chanabi. That is very good, very nice. Being lab, if that, yehei the dava. If not, it's going to turn into a dava. Oh, the dava. Be sure the shlima, you think it ever, it's what they're doing. You can't do, we can't do a shlo, the shma by the dava either. And the dava be sure the shlima. You're not allowed, we learn that from a pasuk. You can't do it another shows why you need a pasuk. The chayra, that is really, if I know, that's why I mentioned before for the Rabbeinu Peretz. I mentioned with the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tzvachim and the Shita, that the Shita Mekubetzis brings at the beginning of Tzvachim. Even what would be the consequence of an Adava. Let's say that Adava that did would have been, the din would have been by Nadava, then you have to replace it. Over here, it would be a din to replace it. Why? Because it's a Nadava. It became a Nadava. It's the worst that happens when you did a Shalom Yishma. It becomes a Nadava. So it is a Nadava. So that's what I said. It started off, and so what? I mean, that's the consequence. The Nadava Yehei. So it's the Nadava Yehei. The type says, what happens to it? It becomes a Nadava. So I started out with a Nadava. I'm ending off with a Nadava. What would I have done? That's right. So the Shita, you see the Shita, with me the way Rabbeinu Peretz. The word Nadava just says that you bring it, it's a kosher, a carbon. You don't get the ritzali from it. It could be yours. Havana was saying it's yours. The rye is from the Gemara is a Nazir. From the Yuma, from the Hazam of the, that we have behind us by a Mitzayra. But it's yours, but it's not going to have the ritzali of a regular Nadava. Therefore, maybe it would work. And therefore, now what does the Gemara mean? The Svara, what's the Svara for it? You apostled it already. See, what do you apostle? More apostle? So what is he? What, it make it worse? Why does it make it worse? You started off with the Shechita, you started off with the Kibitza, that Shalom Lishma, and there are consequences that it has. All right, now what? You can't do it again. Yeah, why not? What did I do? So flogging a dead horse. Possible already. What am I being mice? I think what we see over here is a Gebaldik Zach. Remember we brought a Machlekes HaRishayim when we talk, for example, about Pigel. We talk about Pigel and we wanted to know, is Pigel just like Psul of Machshove at the time when you do the Avodah? We'll have to deal with that again over here in this Masechta later. For example, he's Isaac in Shechita. The Shechita is 100% good. It was remained unsullied. It's not tainted at all, the Shechita. The Shechita is no different than every other Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika is nothing. But there are certain machshavas that you do that have a kach to pass. Maybe you say, hey, we thought, let's say, the Shema by the Zara or something like that. Well, that does not mean that the Shechita is possible, or the Kabbalah is possible, something like to that effect. Or is the pshat that the Shechita becomes a Shechita of Afangelis. That's how the Ramban and Gittin learns where they have the kasha. Why don't you say that it's totally indeed in the garmi? And he says that his life's like a puzzle of shechita. The Ramban but it did in the garmi. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Peretz and Bava Kaba, another Rabbeinu, that Tosfos brings a dachkuf. And Bava Kaba holds it's a psul of makshava, and the reason it has nothing to do with grubbing garmi, which is always the din that's attributed to a makshava. It's not because over here it's a special din that we have that the Torah was machshavit to be like a Maisa Hezek. And therefore the mafkamin is whether the Kayin that's mefagel, we had machshavit, whether or not, how can a Kayin Bechlal be mefagel? It's Eidon the Maisa Dabba Shayna Shalom. How can he go ask for somebody else's behavior because he has a big machshavit? So the Rad says because he doesn't Eidon the Maisa. Now that machshavit is telling the Maisa is an integral part of what it takes to answer it. So we had a problem. A problem that we had is, no, if you learn like the Rabbeinu Peretz, we could live with it. But if you learn that it's a din device, and Gemara says that if you think about Shava, of Shalom Lishma, or you're thinking about Shava's Pigol, what is the law? Lo Yechashev. Is there Malkus or not? So the Gemara says, there's no Malkus, but it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. And it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So it can't be a Malkus. Each one you love like the Rabbeinu Peretz, we hear. It's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. But if the Shechita is a Shechita of a Fagelis, why is it that it's a Chalais Dead Pigle? Because you shechted it like a Tabachum on Shekinkle, you were a Basic with a Maisa Shechita. How can it be that there's no Malkus? That was our problem. What we see from over here is, there's the Chalais Dead Pigle, and there's the Lav of Lehi Choshev. You want to know what pigol is and why it passes the carbon. The shechita is a shechita fagelis. What's the love of Layechashev? Layechashev says, don't tell me about whatever the love this is, it doesn't make a difference. You think a machshava psula, there's an isser of thinking wrong things at the time of the carbon. Let's say you would bring a raya that the shechita is not the fagel. The Loye Choshev has nothing to do with that. There are two parts to the pigle. One is the Hepta of the pigle that creates a Chalais Psul al Yedei in the Shechita. The Loye Choshev has nothing to do with that Chalais Psul or the lumpness of what, how it works. Loye Choshev is that whatever is considered an improper Machshava, Mishas HaKrav is Karbid, don't do it. And the Lav Yeriver, irrespective of whether or not they love this of the love, whatever the love this of Pigol is. That's what the Torah was mapping on, and that is a love she'ein bo ma'aser l'chuli alma. Even though the chepza of Pigol is something which is a yesh bo ma'aser. The chaloistik Pigol avada requires a ma'aser. The love is not machshava, it has nothing to do with the fact that there is such a consequence. That was it. I believe Rab David and Zvachem, I saw this far also. I think so. Rab David Soloveitchik. I believe he said it. They all said, I saw it also. It came out like this. This is the way to learn the Gemara. We hear the Gemara very well. The Gemara says, the Svara is, what do you have? You have a kosher carbon. You went in and thought Shalom Lishma. So what? Because you did it once, you go do it again. Now, let's say the answer was to go and puzzle it. It's already puzzled. It's what are you doing? Flogging a dead horse? What are you doing? You're like we said by a balmum. We're doing a balmum and another balmum. It's a balmum already. What did you do? If the pshat is because you're making it more puzzle, that doesn't make sense. That's silly. But the answer is the answer is an answer of thinking that the impure machshavas. During the time when the Avodas HaKarbon is done. What's because you did one and you created a Chalais Psul. What does it have to do with the Lahav? What does it have to do with Lo Yechoshev? You're bringing the carbon, you're thinking again of Achshav Psul. That already is Poshet. You can't do that. Maybe if the Lahav would be an Isser of creating a Chalais Psul, Ein Echadami, you wouldn't be able to do that. It's already Poshet. But the love is not to create them soon. The love is thinking about Shavu Shein and the Chayin of a culture that you're doing. That way, if we learn like that, that'd be very good. But one thing we do see in the Mishnah, that you're able to look at a mincha the same way we look at a zebach. And it's kosher, b'yedu el l'shem chayfa. Leiva ma'asvisa to look at Reb Shimon. The Mishnah is a chayra not like Reb Shimon. Rashi brings it up, the different pasuk, nobody brings in Zvachim. Yeah. That's a problem also. Yeah. So hearing my sense, the local Reb Shimon, the Sadia, what do we have a Braisa? We have a Braisa where we find Reb Shimon argues ostensibly in the Mishnah. The Sanya Reb Shimon Oni. Paul Habadach Hashanik Mitzushal Oli Shvat. Sheiris Va'olu Labailam L'Shem Chayva. And even works. Not like we learned in Zvachim. Here we learn Kol HaBenachas. They are good. And you can even be Yaitzi Yachiv to bring it. Why? She'ein HaMenachas Daimes L'Zvachim. There's a Svara that Menachas Adat Daimeh. To Zvachim, to Karbonis. Sha'akoymitz bachavas, l'shum bar cheshes. Let's say he's koymitz, he does a kmitza from a shallow pan. L'shum bar cheshes, which is a deep pan full of oil. That, I should say full of oil, not full of oil. But v'shem sha'abachvan, sha'akoymitz bachavas, l'shum bar cheshes. Ma'aseha, ma'alchichar oleha, when you do when you're doing it, anybody that will look at it, you say, what is this fellow doing? Oh, he's doing a kmitza. Yeah, from what? This is obviously from machabas. Look at it. So now, isn't it obvious from what he's doing? He's doing a kmitza from machabas. So what is he? I'm doing it the shame macheshes. What do you think? Your machshav is something which totally contradicts that which is obviously going on. You definitely are saying a kmitza in a machabas, and then when you say I'm making it do the shame macheshes, what macheshes? We ignore. So Reb Shimon holds. In that case, we ignore the machshav. Now we might be able to come up with a case like that by zvachim also. Then I come and says, let's say it's obvious that it's a ben shana, you have to do it in the ben shnei shana. And I said, Rabbi, we have to say over there, it doesn't make a difference. There are certain times where it's not, where you can have maybe the same thing, and where it's a chadabi, it would come out like that. We have to come up, we'll talk about a case of, like we're learning of, the whole thing itself is different. But over here, so the Gemara is saying, that's the Svara of Reb Shimon, where it's obvious you're doing something which is contrary to your machshava, the machshava is meaningless. Meaningless, and therefore it's even over l'shem chayva. Shakayvitz machmas l'shem achesh ma'aseh mochichin olecha. The ma'ase itself is ma'ichiyah. Ma'aseh mochichin olecha. L'shem machmas, are you doing l'shem machmas? What about a chareva l'shem balula? Let's say you did a mincha chareva, where it was dry, there was no oil. Zibor chatos. By a minchas achayte, there's no layosim al shemet. There can't be a din layit al shemet or levida. Layosim al shemet layit al levida. So if there, it's obvious that what you're doing is a minchas. Now what are you doing? You're doing a chareva l'shem blula. Look at it. You don't see a drop of oil. You're not allowed to have oil over there. There are therefore. Machmas l'shuba cheshes, ma'aseh b'chichanah l'shuba chamas. Chareva l'shem blula, ma'aseh b'chichanah l'shem chareva. Amul mitzvachem, it's not like that. Hey, v'chein es b'yon, what happens? You see a person doing an avayda of shchita, the same shchita that you do by an oiler, you do by a chatas, the same you do by a shlomit, same shchita you do by a toindom, anything. You by Tzrika, even though you don't real, but at least by those that the Tzrikas are the same. I love Shlomo, but the same. If the Kabbalah achas l'chulu, same thing. When nobody can look at the Maisa Kabbalah and tell what you're doing it for, what kind of carbon. So the Gemara now says, now before we do this, we're going to have a stira in Reb Shimon. What's a stira? From what he says here to what we're going to bring a raya that Reb Shimon does not hold ostensibly to what he just said. And we're going to have three ways to explain the stira in Reb Shimon. We're going to have Rabba, we're going to have Rava, and we're going to have Ravashi. There are three ways we're going to reconcile a stira in Reb Shimon. Rabba, Rava, and Ravashi. Now, so the Gemara says, how do we reconcile that stira? We'll make it afkamina whether we can learn that the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon or not. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. Yeah, you're saying, you're concluding that our Mishnah cannot be like Reb Shimon. That statement that we just made, is it true according to Rava? Is it true according to Rabba? Should the other way. Should it true according to Rabba, and it's true according to Rava, and is it true according to Ravashi, or it only applies to doesn't apply to all of them? And that's what the Gemara is about today. Hanicha l'Ravashi, the Omar, who says that the only time where Reb Shimon says it's did is only by one case, not by another case. Kad b'kaimitz bachavas l'shum b'cheshes, kad b'kaimitz minchas bachavas l'shum minchas b'cheshes. He's mechalik in how he says it. Am I doing a b'cheshes because it's the kli of the b'cheshes? The mincha that is there in a kli of a deep pan, I'm doing it for the sake of a mincha in a shallow pan. Or, I'm not doing it in a mincha in a shallow pan. I'm doing it only, not for a mincha in a shallow pan. I'm doing an act of being kaimitz from a shallow pan to a deep pan or the other way. I don't use the word mincha. So that's how he's mechal. Hanicha l'Ravashi d'Omar kan b'kaimitz b'chamas l'shum b'chash. There Reb Shimon holds that it doesn't mean anything. The whole thing itself is nonsense. He's not doing it. He doesn't use the term mincha according to the way he's saying. Kan b'kaimitz minchas b'chamas l'shum b'chash b'chash. There even Reb Shimon agrees. Masni said mincha l'shum b'chamas l'shum. Mincha, what do you say? Mincha, he does what? No. Hanichal Ravashi again, who says, Kan bekaimitz minchas bach bas l'shein minchas bar cheshes bas nisin mincha l'shul bar cheshesi. And therefore, over there, what will happen? He can be minor. El Rab, and he can be minor. When he said that myself mochichon aleha, he's talking only about, he uses the wrong verbiage. But we talk about the makshava again here also, remember, we're talking about dibur. But according to Rashi and Zvachet, different places, that Taisvis also. El Rabba v'Rava, my kind of member, how are you going to answer it? According to Rabba and Rava, though, according to him, the Mishnah should come out, l'chari not like Reb Shimon. What are you going to say? Going to go Shadi Rabba. Now, the way Rabba, like I mentioned, Rabba was the first one. It's interesting, we brought Ravashi first. Ravashi was the third Terence. But Rabba, let's say we learned like Rabba came to reconcile the Sphere and Reb Shimon. How did he learn it? Shadi Rabba, Kad Bishinai Kaidish, Kad Bishinai Baila. He holds that the only time Reb Shimon said his did was by Shini Bailam, by Shini Kaidish. We're talking about Shini Kaidish. Shini Kaidish is where you came to change the mincha to a different kind of a mincha. That was more also like Shini Kaidish. I should have said it even more than when we learned the Mishnah. Why is it that if you change a machmas l'shem bar cheshes, that it's kosher me'enu el l'shem chayva? Is that diamond to an oila l'shem shlamim, or shlamim l'shem oila, mashma, yeah? Even though it's all one shem korban mincha, it's not like an oila. An oila is a whole different seder of avodas, it's a whole different shem. We talk about a shlamim, talk about a chatas. A chatas is not a shlamim, it's not an oila, it's not a toida, it's not an asha. Yeah. So, but it is. Where it is, it's a mincha. But a mincha is machavas, by size has a different shem than a mincha is machashas, mincha is silas, or mincha is machesader. You look at that as being shini kainish also. So therefore, but so he holds, so the word is telling us, maybe the only type of shem it says is din, it's only by shini kainish. And if a shini got there, it's not going to work. So what about our Mishnah, which it was, say, but maybe he would agree to Bechaz, very nice, but what is our Mishnah talking about? Shiri Kaidish, not talking about Shiri Bail. Come on, says Shiri Kaidish, the Tavi Kaitsa, the Shma, Mishalal, the Shma, Minchas Kaita, the Shil, Minchas Nadama. We're not talking about Shiri Bail. In which case, how can Reb Shimon be reconciled together with our Mishnah? The Inami, even if you're going to learn, not like a Beginner Mishadi, the Inami, can a Beginner Mishadi Rava. Like Rabba, it's out of the question. Like Rabba would be out of the question. Like Ravashi, we said something. What about according to Rabba? Can't work. You know the Rabba is Mechal Matin Shini Kaidish Shini Bailam. What about according to Rabba? What did Rabba say? Ka Bekaimetz Mincha Lashub Mincha Ka Bekaimetz Mincha Lashub Zevach. That the only time where Reb Shimon said his din, that Masel Malchichen Aleha, and it'll be Oyla L'Shem Chayva, is only where it's a Mincha L'Shem Zevach. The only time where he'll say his din, that it's going to be Oyla, is only again where it's a Kan, where he's doing it L'Shem Mincha, where he's doing it L'Shem, again, I'm saying the Rashi again, the Gemara. Why don't we just say, and the Rabba, how does it work? And the Gemara says, and what about according to Rava? That's my bearings. What are we saying? What we're saying is that the only time where, according to Reb Shimon, it would be good, and it's only L'Shem Chayfa, is only a Mincha L'Shem Mincha. Not Mincha L'Shem Zevach. By Mincha L'Shem Mincha, it would be good. Why? I even think maybe the opposite. No, but we're learning from a pasuk. Zayis Toiras HaMincha says that all the Minchas are the same, and therefore he holds that it's good. I says the Svara Masel Malchichen, and he does say that Svara, and the Gemara will explain what he means. If you're going to learn like Rava, How did the words Svara Basavachir fit into it? We'll see about that. I don't want to jump to explain that now at this point. But the reason why he holds that a Minchas Bachavas L'Shem Minchas Barcheshes is 100% good at its own L'Shem Chayma is because of a Pasuk. The Rashi brings here, so it's Teres HaMincha. The Rashi says, what are you going to say? There you see the Inamika the Mishani Rava. I mean, the Homer life of Kaimitz, Minchas Bachashim, Minchas Bachashis, Shub Dixiv Zeis Tyra Sabincha, Tyra Achas, the Cholab and Achas. But that doesn't fit into the Mishnah too. What are you talking? You think the Mishnah is talking about these Kaimitz or Minchas Bachmas, the Shame of Kaimitz Shlomin? Not what the case is. Didn't do Minchas Bachmas, the Shame Achatus or Nosha? You didn't do that. What do you mean? It doesn't fit. Our Mishnah is saying that it's not going to be under L'Shem Chayva, where it's a Machmas L'Shem Merchesh, a Merchesh L'Shem, one of those. It's precisely by that case that Rav Shimon holds it's under L'Shem Chayva. How can you tell me that the Mishnah could come out like Rav Shimon? El Rabbah, so Gemara then says, therefore, like Rabashi, we would have an Eitzah. Like Rabashi, we would have an Eitzah. One, like we Kumar said, he did it in the shame of the Kli, the other one he did it in the shame of a Machbas, not Minchas Machbas. Ela Rabba Verava and Echadami, if that's what would come out. The Rabba Verava, Machvarta Basnisa de Lokar of Shimon. Where Echadami? It's me, not like Reb Shimon. That's how the Gemara holds. Like Rabbah and Rava, our Mishnah will not come out like Reb Shimon. But it says the reason is because Reb Shimon is Irish time in a crow. And therefore, he comes to explain a difference between a Mincha and a Zebach. So the Gemara then says, we brought Ravashi. Now why, what was the impetus that precipitated these chilukim that they're making, that we didn't bring, because that's what we have later on coming up. Why did they say what they said? Because we're only the Rav Shimon and the Rav Shimon. We have a stira at Rav Shimon. The Sadia of Rav Shimon Oimer. Kodesh Kadosh Mikachatas Kvacha Asha. Yesh Mehem Kechata, a Mincha is Kodesh Kadosh like Kachatas Adin Asha. There are those Kechatas, Yesh Mehem Kachasha. Minchas chayte reikachatos. Very good. Lefikach kamsa shaloli shma. It's psula. We have a problem. Not like before, there are other Rav Shimon. Kichatos. Kiminchas nedava areihi ka'asham. Therefore, kamsa shaloli shma k'sheira ka'asham. Ma'asham kashar eina maratza, minchas kashar eina maratza. Sha'av. So here we have it. The hills exactly like our Mishnah. And before we said this, it's L'Shem Chayva also. We have a diametric opposite, the case over here to Rav Shimon. And that's why we have Rabba Rav and Ravashi. Omar Rabba Loikash, Kabashini Kaidish, Kabashini Baila. Where Rav Shimon holds. That where? At Shini Bailim, it'll work, not by Shini Kodesh. That's why the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Omar Leia Baye, because by Shini Kodesh, you have Basel Machich. Omar Leia Baye Bechde Bachshova, the Post of Rachmada, Akeshahi. While the deed of Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailim, we know there's a Hekesh. Mali Shini Bailim, Mali Shini, what's the difference? Mali Shini Kodesh, Mali Shini Bailim. Omar Leia, the reason is because of the Svara. Svar doesn't make sense. Basel Machichin, the Ka'am Rav Shemit Svarhu. Why? The Shemit Dharmikra. Because he said, Shemit Dharmikra. Machshav de lo minkara, Pasul Rachmana. If he can't tell what's going on in Opasul, but where it's obvious what he's doing, he uses, since he employs his principle in Kala Taira, that the din is, we start with Dharmikra. Machshav de minkara, lo Pasul Rachmana. Okay, but as soon as you're saying this svara, look at the ramifications that it's going to have besides a mincha. What will happen, Elamayata? These are the things that it's going to be, again, the things that we are doing now, Matzoy Shabbos. We're doing the Medina Mavifis, Matzoy Shabbos. That's going to have enough kabinis with Abay that. Elamayata, Oilus Ha'oif, Shemalka Lamaila. The din is by an Oilus Ha'oif, an Oilus Ha'oif, you do it Lamaila, which we are supposed to do, non-negotiable. You have to do Malika of the Oilus Ha'oif above the Chutas Sikra. All right, but what did you do? I never even did it. It's obvious that what are you doing? Malika of Oilus Ha'oif. And you're doing it Mishum Chatos. Now, if somebody would look at it, you say, what's he doing? Oh, he's obviously doing it Oilus Ha'oif. Everybody knows that Oilus Ha'oif can do Lamaila. Let's say it was a Chatos. Chatos is no din to do it Lamaila. But if I say the Chanami, there's no din to do it Lamaila. But, so why is it Mishum Chatos of Teratza, Maseh Machich, and Lord Oilus Ha'oif? So well, it's not Machich. Why? Because the din is the Chatos Ha'oif, yet he said there are things, Lamata Havi Yavid Lo. Great thing about what do you mean? You don't have to do it Lamaila. You can do it Lamata. But if you do it Lamaila, it's not going to be a psul. Beach level when it comes to the Hazah, yeah. You do the meat, yeah, the Hazah, maybe the meat, it depends where it is. But if you're going to do the Malika can be done anywhere. Me Lessa, Bahamar, Bar Malika, Bechal Makai, Bebisbeach, Shera. Now, in the Azar, so here what it means, Bechal Bakai Bemizbeach, the Girsa of the Tisepta in Zvachim, Kol Bakai Bazara, the Sheet of the Malamar in Kenan, is you could do the Malika of Achatas Oif anywhere in the Azara. The Chedut, the Raivin, you know, yeah, the Raivin says, you're right, but me the Rabbanan you can't. Mid Rabbanan, you have to do it on the Mizbeach. Why? Because we're afraid that the dam that's all there, it's going to spritz all over the place, it's going to spritz outside, you're not going to be able to do the Hazar properly. Because the dam is so much dam, loose dam, you're not going to be able to do it. On the other hand, for the Rambam, it's Mashmah, that it can even be a Daraisa, you do it on the Mizbeach. You do it, but at least it's able to do anywhere on the Mizbeach, but does not have to be done dafka on the bottom. It could be done on the top also. So the Gemara then says, very nice. Okay, so you answered Malika. Very nice. Very good. All right. What do you do with Oilus Ha'oif? You do Mitzui. There's no Azah, but you do Mitzui. Mitzui means, that is not Sholem. Everybody should remember this. We have a Rashi over here. At the very bottom line, the Rashi says, Hazah is what? Your oiches be gufa oif. Your hazah, you hold on to the gufa oif. Umaylo myrit, bekayach, you shake it. Your mylo myrit with a force. Padam nitis veyatzmo. And the dam goes off of it, obviously, because it's all bloody. Mita veyatzmo. Mitsui, seichet veyatzmo oisam. You squeeze it between your fingers. And then the dab spritzes. This is not like Rashi and Zvachim. Because Rashi and Zvachim in Tzavach Dalit says, you press it against the Mizbeach, the wall of the Mizbeach. Rashi learns in Zvachim not like the Rashi. The Shal's exactly, what do you do by the Mitzvah? You press it against the Mizbeach, or you press it against with your fingers, you squeeze it. Yeah, against that. Yeah, against that, right. But how do you do, what do you press it against? Rashi over here is saying you press it between your fingers. Rashi as well says you force it against the wall. So what the Gemara is saying, whatever you do, it's going to be obvious. What are you doing? It's not also Taratza. The Chata Sa'if, if it would really be a Chata Sa'if, what would happen? Lamata Abavid Lahu. But Lamata, what would he have done? Lamata Abavid Lahu. Hazah, He would have done just with a hazard down the bottom, not a mitzvah. Maybe, right, the oil's alive, you just do mitzvah. Or maybe deal more mitzvah, the bus hazard. All right, yeah, but that's, maybe you could, maybe they could misinterpret it. Maybe they'll see the mitzvah, and they won't realize whether it's the mitzvah of an oila or it's the mitzvah of a chatos. Maybe it is the mitzvah of a chatos. Why? Yomama mitzvah dama b'chobacha b'mizbeh k'shera. Chatos alive. So what do we have over here? So there, because the din is mitzvah, shows mitzvah is ma'akev or mitzvah is not ma'akev. By a chatos alive, the Rabbam Shita is that mitzvah is ma'akev by chatos alive. But others are not like that. He's a double lamato, the shame I lost alive. Let that be meratza, the basem achichad aleha, the chata soifi. All right. The chata soifi. Lamati, if it can so be chata soifi, the baila haba avidla. Umitzi haba, and he wouldn't even have done hazai, he would have done, what do you mean? He would have done it lamaila, and he wouldn't even have done a hazai. If he's doing hazai, that it's obvious. What he, if it's an oil, he wouldn't even do azar. So that's what we're saying. So let's say he did. the oil, if it would be an oil, so it's obvious he's doing a chata. So we'd say, look at the Gemara's maskada. Over there, it's obvious what he's doing. And over there, if it's obvious, his machshava cannot run contrary to what he's doing. So, hachidami, you're right. I saw elisha eim hamenachas daimis lizvachim kaamar lizvachim alolay oifis. To regular karbanas, it would be hachidami. It's not oifis. It's a different story. Maybe oifis and menachas are the same thing. And according to Rav Shimon, the dig will be by oifis. But you have the same svara, that's kosher, and it's even all the same chayva, the same way menachos are. Let the Shabbat pick it up here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.